Matthew chapter 26. And when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know that the feast of the Passover comes in 2 days, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to be crucified. Then the chief priests assembled together, and the scribes and the elders of the people, to the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted how they could take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, or there might be an uproar among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him, having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat to eat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, for what purpose is this waste? Because this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? She has done a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you don't have always. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, what will you give me, and I will deliver him to you? And they agreed with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he looked for opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say to him, the master says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did what Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when the evening had come, he sat down with the 12, and as they ate, he said, truly I say to you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were very sorrowful, and began every one of them to say to him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dips his hand with me in the dish shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written about him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man gets betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said to him, you have said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, all of you drink it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is spilled for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink from now on of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you shall be offended because of me this night, because it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, though all men should be offended because of you, yet I will never be offended. Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, even if I die with you, yet I won't deny you. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then he said to them, my soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Wait here and stay awake with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them asleep and said to Peter, what, couldn't you stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray so that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, If this cup can't pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, because their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, Sleep on now and take your rest. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man has been betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. See, he is at hand that betrays me. And while he yet spoke, see, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, that's the one, hold him tightly. And immediately he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, Friend, why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Put up your sword into its place, for all of those who take the sword shall die by the sword. Don't you think that I can now pray to my Father, and he shall soon give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be like this? In that same hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, Have you come out like against a thief with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you didn't arrest me. But all this was done so that the scriptures of the prophets would be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. And those who had taken hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off to the high priest's palace and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council looked for false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yes, though many false witnesses came, yet they found none. At last came two false witnesses and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest got up and said to him, Do you answer nothing? What is it which these witness against you? But Jesus said nothing. And the high priest answered and said to him, I adjure you by the living God to tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said. Nevertheless, I say to you, Hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? See, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He deserves to die. Then they spat in his face and buffeted him. And others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, you Christ, which of us struck you? Now Peter sat outside in the palace, and a young woman came to him, saying, You also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I don't know what you're saying. And when he had gone out into the porch, another young woman saw him and said to those who were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I don't know the man. And after a while those who stood by came to him and said to Peter, Surely you are also one of them, because the way you talk betrays you. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I don't know the man. And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who said to him, Before the rooster crows, you'll deny me 3 times. And he went out and cried bitterly.